As we're moving through our concrete broadcast, we've got, in addition to John, you have some special guests. Your wife's with us, along with your mother.
Yep, Catherine is here, and my mother-in-law, Jeannie.
I'm sorry. And Jeannie pointed out that we never fully answered Bob's question. He wanted to know if the concrete for his craft room would be easy to clean up spilled paint off of the finished product. They were taking the carpet out because obviously that fabric gets stained pretty good, and it's a very rigorous cleaning process if you can ever get it all out. What about on top of a finished concrete surface? You're spilling water-based paints she was using for her ceramics. Is that something she's going to have to worry about?
Absolutely not. That final coat of polyurethane is not only UV protected, but it's also chemically protected. So you can use all types of harsh solvents and get just about anything off. With her watercolors, that wouldn't be an issue at all.
Very good. There you go, Bob. Hope that helped. And let's bring Joanne into the conversation next.
Hi, Romy. This is an in-house question with the concrete. If we pulled up the carpeting off the slab, which has been there for 50 years, and could you put a flood coat over that old slab and match it to the concrete that's in the rest of the house, which was done when it was poured concrete and then was sprinkled with colored powder and swirled, and it's lasted all these years?
Yeah, and something like that, what we recommend doing is the whole entire floor, because everyone has their own coloring techniques that they use, whether they're liquids or powders, and some of the clear coats are shinier than others. So even if the same company and the same crew came back, it'd be real tough for them to match that. So what we do is we recommend that they redo the whole entire floor and show them all different kinds of options. I know you're probably trying to keep the square footage down and do what you have in the other room that you guys like, but I would say you can't match it.
Now, when you mentioned everyone's kind of got their own color scale, I mean, you would have to find out what product was used, the manufacturer,
absolutely,
if they're still around, if they've changed their color and their ingredients. A lot of times, you know, everyone changes things as they learn and they get better or find better ways to do it. I'm sure you've changed a few of your techniques over 22 years.
Yep, we're trying to do things a little bit smarter and easier, and yeah, we've learned a lot.
So the chances that that product is in existence in the exact same form it was when it was applied, pretty, or even finding out what it was to start with is going to be next to impossible, I would say.
When we do surfaces, a lot of times people will say, well, I'll just come back and have you do this, you know, next year. But I say, even if I had the same guys and I wrote down all the colors, we'd have a hard time getting it to match exactly. Because whatever we have going on that day, whatever our mojo is, we kind of go with it. And it'd be hard to duplicate it later on down the road.
Well, and then everything over time, ultimately, that you've got a little bit of fading and a little bit of wear that's going to happen. So you're going to be able to tell that they were applied at different times.
Yep, and that's what we're trying to avoid. We want to have all these surfaces look the same.
So let's say for Joanne, she's got this old surface. Instead of trying to match it, could she just do something different on the other one?
Yeah, she could do something totally different on that, or she can coat everything and make everything the same.
Very good. We appreciate the call. Now, giving price over the phone, we try not to do that. Sometimes you do, you don't. You really need to be on site to get a true accurate cost.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we have our industry standards. You know, the coatings, they range from $350 up to $650 a foot, depending on how fancy you want to get. But every job is different. Most of the jobs have removal involved, and sometimes there's access issues, distances to travel, things like that, that all end up ultimately affecting the price.
For anyone that would want to take it to the next level and get a price so they know what to budget for, how would they contact you?
They could reach us at arrowheaddeck.com and just put in a request for an estimate. And I'm the one that comes out and measures everything up and gives them all their options. I can show all kinds of pictures and samples. And
your website's got a wonderful portfolio on it as well.
Thank you. My wife put it together, yeah.
Very good. Well. And service area. Y'all were mentioning you're doing some commercial and condo work in Tucson. You'd mentioned you've done some work in Sedona. Have truck, wheel travel?
Yeah, we do need to charge a little bit more for the hotels and accommodations and things, but that's all included in the price. And we've worked from Utah to California and even in Colorado. So, yeah, we'll go just about anywhere.
And you had mentioned your coatings stick to everything. You had redone some old speakers that you had purchased and cleaned up the box. And countertops are very popular. When you look back, do you have a one prize project you're like, that's... That's mine.
That's a good question. You know, everyone is different, and it's just great to work with the customers and let them have something beautiful when we're done. And everyone is equally rewarding. But some of the hotels and stuff are nice because there's so many people that are walking on them and seeing your work, and it's nice to know that it's being seen by many.
John Trice, Arrowhead Deck and Concrete.